Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors. A clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. Boom, we're in. Good afternoon, United Kingdom, and broadcasting across the hinterweb. I'm Chris Grimes, but most importantly, this is Angela De Castro, who is, I'm delighted to say, this is a halcyon happy day in the Good Listening To Show clearing. Angela De Castro, who henceforth will be known as De Castro by her request, and she'll explain why, is one of the world's best loved clowns. And I couldn't think of a better conceit than to bring in the happy, sprite-like energy of De Castro to the clearing. And what a joy to have a clown rummaging around the construct of the clearing, the tree, etc., that I'll lay out shortly. So, Angela De Castro, thanks for being here. I'm thrilled to have you. How's morale? What's your story of the day, please?
Oh, I'm very happy to be here. That's a wonderful invitation. So thank you so much. And hello from London to everyone. South London, here we are.
South London, big shout out for South London. Lovely. You're from Brazil originally, but we'll get onto that, I know, because we're going to talk about a bit of a life trajectory and a journey. I've been aware of you most of my, I'm not trying to age us both, but I feel all of my career I've known you, because I trained initially at the Central School of Screech and Trauma as a drama teacher back in the day. And I had posters of you and Nola Ray, actually, in my digs where I was staying. And then I've seen Slava's Snow Show, and I know that you were very formative in crafting that entire show. I love Gifford Circus. I know we're going to talk about, or I hope we're going to talk about that too. I've also had Tweedy the Clown take two traverses through the clearing. So I'm delighted to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's very sweet of you to know you have my picture on your wall. Me and Nola with my very good friend. So
wonderful. Yes. So yes, the Why Not Institute, you very beautifully say that you are the clown in charge.
And yeah, that's right. The Why Not is organization I created when I just left Snow Show. At that time, we brought the profile of clowning was very high. And I left the show and I wanted to take the opportunity of the profile to have a place that would belong to clowns only. And so that's when the Why Not was born. It was 25 years ago.
And I think
it was 1999.
Yes, and congratulations, is still going strong. In researching you, I saw that you were looking for a new home, but whether you stayed in the same home, did you succeed? On your website is, we need a new home. Have you found a new home?
We're still looking for it. We've been fortunate to be resident in many places.
Yes.
But during the pandemic, we lost our place, not just us, but all the residents on Stratford Circus Art Centre in East London. There was a problem and they lose the building. And with not only the charity, but all the residents. So we were homeless. There is even a little video about us looking for places. And that was in the middle of the pandemic. And so far, we have a few offers, but it wasn't suitable. I'm somebody that I'm very careful about to have a place that is suitable, but also is easy access to everyone.
Yes.
So it's close to a tube, it's close to, so people can go easily.
Yes.
Right? So the places I've been offered are either very expensive or very far away.
Yeah.
Or the access was limited.
Yeah.
So far, I didn't get it, and would be lovely to have a place, because through the years, I have a huge archive. I collect a huge archive in clowning, and also being given, there was a clown that she retired, And she gave all her props, all her stuff. So all the library I have and the video library, DVD, images, all that. So I would like to share that. It's no point to have that in boxes or on my own shelves in my house.
So everything you have is in your house at the moment. So you're no longer in the old home that you had and you're looking for a new home still.
No. It is unfortunate. So if there is somebody out there that would like to give a home for the Institute, for the Why Not, please get in touch.
And if this program enables that, I'd be absolutely thrilled. By you traversing through my clearing in the Good Listening Tissue, I'd be delighted if that ended up being a home for you as well.
That'd be great.
And I think the really wonderful thing to position about the Why Not Institute is that your statement of intent, your purpose imperative, we believe in the vital roles of clowns as truth tellers, entertainers, subversives, and communicators in the arts, in society, and across the world. And you are a vaudevillian art is a lost art now. And I love the fact that you remind me, and this is a total compliment, of Oliver Hardy, because I love Laurel and Hardy. And I'm delighted that I can see some Laurel and Hardy figurines behind you as well.
That's right. I believe in that. I believe that we are educators, that sometimes we think that clowns are always funny or... Yeah, that's part of it. We are entertainers, but we also educators, and we also like a newspaper, and we also see things out of the box.
What? Yep.
Then we become subversives in a way,
And of course, the legacy and the history of that in Shakespearean times was, of course, the Fool to King Lear, the one person that can, I suppose, have the ear of the king, but actually be there with a sheep's bladder to sort of slap his head and keep him in line.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vaudevillian is a really beautiful historic art. And, you're still trailblazing and always working on clown personas, I know, whenever you're in your free time. And you've got we'll talk about the Clown Summer School. You've got it coming up soon in June as well.
Yeah, that's right. You said so many things that deserves a bit of a chat. Yeah, well, the summer school is coming up. I want to say something about what you said before, because the Why Not and the way that I see clowning is that we are inclusive. So there are many lines of clowning. And very recently, the whole art form has broadened. And so I actually ask people to broaden your mind, in terms of what the lines of clowning.
Yes.
So at the moment, there is the theater clown, the circus clowns, the street clowns, the children's entertaining clowns, the musical clowns. But we have the clown rebels, the clown army, the clown priestess, the spiritual clowning, and so that, the rebel clowning. So we go everywhere.
And yesterday, I know we had a quick conversation about how you felt it was an insult when we talk about political clowns as well. And of course, there is a political clown, many.
There is political clowning.
Yes.
And that is valid because the clowns always say the truth.
Yes.
And you have a voice to say what's going on. But when you call certain politicians clowns, then it's an offense.
Yes.
I feel offended. Don't call a politician that is not the best of ones, that only do weird things, that only see to themselves. Don't call them clowns. Because that's offense, the real clowns, the ones that put their lives on the their lives on the line, to be clowning.
Yes.
So that's our offense.
And during the pandemic, just to share with you a quote that I loved, I was reading a really dark book about the cartel, but then there was a beautiful quote about the nature of comedy and clowning. We have to laugh because, as we know, the first evidence of freedom is laughter. So even in real adversity, the art of clowning, the art of being able to see light in dark
and to call out truth. I mean, I love the imperative of the Why Not Institute, and we are going to do a very exciting bit, which is called the Show Us Your QR Code moment at the end, where we're going to point people to all the philosophy that you talk about in terms of the art of clowning.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It is amazing. Don't know, the art of clowning is, I don't know any art form that can offer such a huge spectrum of possibilities, a freedom that you can't find in any other art form. If you can embrace clowning properly, if it's not just about to do comedy, comedy is just part of it.
Yes.
There is more to it. Do know there is more to it. It's very nice, and is you make it. Sometimes people do clowning in an instant way. They are instant clowns. They can say a good joke, right? And that is great because you make people laugh on that instant. But how long is that gonna last? How much is the impact or the effect is gonna last on that particular person? You see, even if 5 minutes is worth it.
Yes.
But sometimes we can go a bit more profound, and you can go in a lighter way. It doesn't need it to be in an angry way or
yes,
in an aggressive way, I mean.
And what I so enjoy, when you first joined me here on Restream, where we're broadcasting, you said, I was saying how lovely you look in your shirt and tie. And can you just remind us why you said, it's a lovely statement as to why you love to turn up in your shirt and tie.
Well, it's every time I have to actually present myself to either give a talk or go somewhere that's public or live, like we are now, I feel that people, sometimes they might expect that I come in, dress up as a circus clown or very extravagant or with any T-shirt, with a kind of that will do fashion. But I respect the art form. And that is a way to say, look, let's seriously talking about clowning. Yeah, let's take fun seriously. And therefore, I like to present myself in a more maybe formal way.
Yes.
You know, that is a way that I can show a bit of respect to
yes,
it, to present myself in a way I feel that is...
Respect because, as we've both agreed, it's an art form and it's a necessary part of society's equation.
Yeah, and for people to take it seriously, I have to take it seriously.
Yes, and you've dedicated your whole life to it, I know.
Yeah, my whole life doing it. You know, every time I go and do this, sometimes very big talks and speak and stuff, I always either go in a suit or I go somewhere that's a kind of Sunday best.
Yes.
Because people do expect that is too big or too loud or too, you know, and I'm not like this. Really not like this.
Let's get you on the open road of the structure of the Good Listening To show. If you've not seen this show before, where have you been? We're about 250 episodes into these monkeys. But it's a show in which I invite movers, makers, shakers, mavericks, influencers, and also personal heroes. You'll see how you fit right in there, De Castro, as we all come to share your stories of distinction and genius. So you're more than qualified to be here. I'm thrilled to have you here. So let's get you on the open road. What is, where is a clearing or serious happy place for you, De Castro? Where do you go to get clutter-free, inspirational and able to think?
Well, I have a few places, right? I try to. People say that I'm short on height, but I'm not short on words. So I always have to edit. So professionally, my happy place is the Why Not Lunch. It is a place where everything's possible. It's where when you get into the state of crown, and from there, everything changes. So that's one place.
And just say it again. It's the Why Not?
The Why Not Lunch.
Lunch. Uh-huh.
Lunch. Lunch territory. Uh-huh.
It's called the Good Listening To show. There's ironic. So you're talking about the Why Not Land. Get that.
Land, yeah.
Yes. I heard it's lunch, first of all.
My accent, okay? You guys there listening to it, you might have a bit of a problem to adjust your ear to this Brazilian accent.
Which is beautiful, I have to say.
Thank you. So, the Why Not Land is a place that you go and you are free, you know, it's absolute free. So you go into your imagination or you put yourself into it. The other place I really in heaven is when I'm performing, when I'm on the stage. That is a very happy place. I've been a performer for over 50 years and I never been nervous. Every time I come into the state, I celebrate the privilege to be doing what I love doing. So I don't get nervous. I celebrate. So that is a beautiful place to be for me.
That's a
very happy place.
Beautiful combined clearing of performing in Why Not Land.
Yeah, there is one more place, which is personally, my personal place, is to go to the beach. If I am on the beach, but it needs to be in Brazil. It can't be the beaches in the UK.
Quite right.
They are very beautiful, but they are not a beach to actually go and swim and stuff, right? So to be on the beach in Brazil, my favorite beach in Brazil is called Arpoador, which is closer to Ipanema Beach, which is very famous, close to Copacabana Beach, but is a part of the beach that's very small and has the best sunset that you can get. So it's a beautiful place, and that's my beautiful, beautiful place personally, you know, De Castro personally.
Love that. That's beautiful. So we've got a really wonderful, I suppose, trilogy of places, but they could all combine with you actually performing in Why Not Land on the beach in Brazil, if you like.
Well, that would be perfect.
So now I'm going to arrive And you'll enjoy this because it's deliberately Beckett-y, a bit Waiting for Godot-esque. I'm now going to arrive with your tree in your clearing, and I'm going to shake your tree, De Castro, to see how your storytelling apples fall out. And this is where you've been kind enough to have prepared your answers to a lovely, juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, which is the metaphor of how do you like these apples falling out of your tree. So first of all, it's not a memory test, but I'm going to curate you through it. Four things that have shaped you, three things that inspire you, two things that never fail to grab your attention, which I'll talk about as we get there, and then the one is a quirky or unusual fact about you, De Castro, we couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us. So over to you to interpret the shaking of the canopy of your Samuel Beckett-y tree as you see fit.
Right. So, honour, love, friendships, and compassion. That shapes me. Honor is very important. To honor myself, to honor the work I do, to honor my colleagues, to honor the art form. Honor is very important for me. Friendships are very important. Love is very important. And compassion, to be able to see the other and to sit together, even if you can't do anything. You can sit together. You can understand. If you can understand, sometimes all you can do is to understand. So that shapes me pretty much. Sometimes people say I'm quite tough. I'm not tough. I have discipline. That's all.
Compassion and kindness is the golden thread through everything you've just articulated so beautifully.
You have to be able to see the other. Because sometimes people don't see the other. They say they see, but they look, but they don't see. You know, or they hear, but they don't listen. You have to see and you have to hear. Yourself as well, no? And the other. It's very important that it is fundamental and is lacking. We are lacking compassion out there, I think, politicians especially.
I'm deliberately not interrupting you because this is just beautiful. So now, thank you for that's the most perfect four shapages. Thank you.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now on to three things that inspire you, De Castro.
Oh, I have lots of things that inspire me. I can't be limited to three people, to three things. My kids inspire me. I have two kids, and they inspired me. They are the most precious things I have the pleasure to be with, to be inspired by. They're young, they're bold, they live their time. And that is so inspiring to see how it develops and how we learn with it, you know, can learn with these kids and learn with these a different way to see the world. So that is a big, big exercise. Yes, they inspire me immensely, immensely.
And what's so perfect is children remind us to look through the world through childlike eyes, which, of course, is what a clown is able to do so perfectly as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as they get older, because now my kids are not kids, they are young adults, and how they perceive the moment we are living, how they perceive what's happened, things about maybe politics or about love, about education, about the day-by-day things, about difficulties they encounter, how do they deal with that? It's so different, it's so fresh. There are different points of views. And therefore, for me to keep working, I have to keep myself young. I keep myself contemporary. So I have to see what's going on and to adapt, and sometimes very difficult. And so it's hard. And at the same time, it's inspiring. I'm not dated. I'm old, but I'm still with it. You know, I still have my motorbike and everything. So
I hoped you're going to talk about your motorbike, because whenever you have time away, you're on your motorbike, I'm gathering.
Oh, I have the most beautiful motorbike. The other thing that inspire me are the cliches, right? Because they are certain songs, and the lyrics of that songs, or sometimes just the music itself, that elates me or transports me. And the same when I see good shows. I saw a show recently, not recently, it was in January. There was amazing, was a show called Dimanche by a Belgian-French company. Two companies working together, which was great. One was clowning and physical theater. The other one is a puppetry and illusionism. And they got together to do the show. And that was mind-blowing. And then I feel, in the end, I went to talk with these performers to thank you them for doing something that I would like to be doing. You know, thank you for doing it. At least somebody's doing it. And it was amazing. It was an amazing show. So that inspires when I see good shows. Oh, that is amazing. That is a gift.
And may I ask, is there any piece of music that's just occurred in you saying you love music? Because my podcast editor, Dan, is brilliant at texturing through music.
Well, I like a lot of Brazilian music, because the poetry and the rhythm is very good. So there is one that is from a composer called Milton Nascimento, called Canção da América. It's called in Portuguese. It's American song, but nothing to do with America. It's called Canção da América. That is an amazing, amazing song. The other one's called Travessia, from the same composer. I also like, I forgot the name of the composer, but it's called Return of the Angels. It's called
Pattern of the Angels.
Return of the Angels. And that is a song that is no words, no lyrics. But it's a song that when you listen, it soothes, so inspires me. It's like if you're being embraced by wings, by something kind. And that makes my soul sing. It's very good songs. So there is amazing songs, but I could keep talking about songs, you know, all the time. And the Brazilian songs are really special to me. I grew up with them. There are the samba schools. There are the sambas, the Brazilian sambas, which is different than the Jamaicas or the other cultures. It is amazing. It goes on your heart when you hear the beat, you know. So,
oh, what a great expression! It goes on your heart when you hear the beat.
Yeah, it does, because you see, when I was young, when I was a kid, like 5 years old, from my 5 to my 15 years old, I lived close to a samba school. In Rio, there are different samba schools. They call it schools, but it's just samba centers, and they are all by a slum or by a poor neighborhoods. And I live close to one. And so when they start in April, do you know, March, April, they start rehearsing for the parade, the carnival parade in February of the other year. And so therefore I go to sleep. For 10 years, I went to sleep with tum tum chik tum chik tum chik tum chik tum chik tum 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 chik tum chik tum. And then it stays with you, isn't it? Makes your heart beat in a different way.
I was going to ask if you go to the doctor and they listen to your heartbeat, whether it's actually giving us a samba rhythm.
When my first kid was born, I had a full blast samba going on. So their heart always beat with the samba.
That's yeah. So lovely to listen to you chuckle about that as well.
I also have, this is important because I have films that I keep watching over and over again because they inspire me all the same, all the time. And sometimes I even put back the same scene because I want to study the scene. I want to study how that performer could do that. So I have to say that the world of Fellini, the work of Giulietta Masina in Knights of Cabiria from Fellini, it is a class, it's a master class. So her work is superb. So that inspires me. And then there is the German Wings of Desire, a black and white film that again tells a story that it's goes beyond. And I keep watching that. I watch again. I watch one more time. Sometimes just part of it. So it is inspiring. And I have to put a shout here for a film, a Brazilian film called I'm Still Here, that was recent and got the Golden Globe and all that. It's a very important film because it talks about the times of the dictatorship in Brazil, which I lived in. It is my generation. It's poetic the way they tell this story, because they say from the point of view of a family, and not, it doesn't show any torture and doesn't comment so graphically what's happened at the time, but what was the effect on the family that lost the father, the family that lost the husband, that disappeared during the dictatorship. And it's a very poetic film. It's a very strong film, very deep. And the way that was filmed was also this director, Walter Salles, he was magical the way he did and how much he honored each decade, because the film goes through few decades, and how he honored in all aspects, from the music, from the way that he filmed in celluloid, not digital, and everybody involved is, it's an amazing film. Anyway, here's my shout. If you haven't seen it, go and see it.
I'm still here.
It represents a lot of people, and especially on the time that we are living. And for generations that don't know what to be in a dictatorship means, people have short memory. So I think it's interesting to see what's happened. And especially on this time that we are now, that things looks like people have a very short memory.
I'm still here.
There we go. And the other thing that inspires me, there is Mark, is the work of the painter Chagall and Picasso and Magritte and Renoir and Van Gogh and Trace Remy. It's absolutely inspiring to go and see that and to be in the presence of such a work of art. And these people are so generous, really. Because theater is ephemeral. But a film, a song that is recorded, a work of art, paintings, are there all the time. You can access it all the time. The theater performing stays in people's memories, right, if you're good enough. And if it touches you enough. But these work, amazing. I can go on and on, but hey.
Beautiful answers. You've been listening to The Good Listening To Show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. And one of these series strands is called Legacy Life Reflections. If you've been thinking about how to go about recording your life story or the life story of somebody close to you for posterity, but in a really interesting, effortless and creative way, then maybe The Good Listening To Show can help. Using the unique structure of the show, I'll be your host as together we take a trip down memory lane to record the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 of either your or their life story. And then you can decide whether you go public or private with your episode. Get in touch if you'd like to find out more. Tune in next week for more stories from the clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.